Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, all ye nations.
God's way. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Triplett, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Ministering God's Way is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Today's topic is, Behold, the Bridegroom Cometh. Behold, the Bridegroom Cometh. Our scripture is coming from the 25th chapter of St. Matthew and verses 1 through 13. That's the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, verses 1 through 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. Hallelujah. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. The last verse, the 13th verse, is watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come right now looking to you as author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father God, we ask that you will break bread with us this afternoon on ministering God's way, Father God. We ask that you fill our cups and that you will fill us, Father God, with your word. You said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So, Father, fill us as we sit at your table today and sup with you. Give us understanding. Give us wisdom and knowledge, Father God. Let us be able to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And, Father God, fulfill the purpose that you have called us to in this life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And praise God. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. We've been talking about marriage the first of the year up until now, a marriage series. Christ said marriage is symbolic as his relationship as Christ. God said marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is to the church. For God so loved the world that he gave himself that none should perish. And that's what an earthly marriage is symbolic of, the relationship that we have with our Father. We talked about last 2 weeks ago when we were on air how Isaiah, the 54th chapter, and I believe it's the 24th verse, it states that thy maker is thy husband, for God is our husband. And for those who are maybe listening via dial-in and unable to tune in online, you can log on to Ministering God's Way and see the pictures of the marriage supper, of what the Lord is saying, how the behold, the bridegroom cometh, because it's a symbol, it's symbolic, it's his relationship is to the church. And it's just like that bride that has made herself ready for that great day, that wedding day. And so she prepares herself, she cleans herself, and she makes sure that she is white. And she's bright and she's pure and that she's clean, because we know no man, a groom, wants a dirty bride. So God, he wants us to come before him with a pure heart, and he wants us to come clean before him. And he'll wash us with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. He will clean us up. He will purge us, he said, with hyssop, that we may be white as snow. So Jesus is telling us today, behold, the bridegroom comes. He wants us to make ourselves ready. He said in the 13th verse, we don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. Well, the Lord talks about there'll be a great trumpet sound, and he's going to, they that be with the Lord will be caught up, that's in Christ Jesus, will be caught up to meet him in the air. Now, when that happens, we'll find out down the road that then that there will be, that the saints will be with the Lord for 1,000 years. And then after that 1,000 years, the saints of God is going to come back with the Lord to judge the world. And he said that heaven and earth is going to pass away. He said, but his word shall stand forevermore. And this is what is referred to as the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just like when you get married, we have a wedding reception. Well, this is talking about, we're talking about spiritually, where the, feast of the Lord is going on. There's going to be a wedding wedding ceremony. There's going to be a consummation, that marriage supper that's going to, we're going to celebrate and forever, eternally be with our Lord. Amen? And this is why it's symbolic, is Christ, marriage is symbolic as Christ's relationship is to the church, because he is so loving, he's so kind. And marriage on earth is just a piece of heaven, of what is to come. But he wants us to be able to live the life that's pleasing unto him. We talked about you can't turn a whore into a housewife. Well, no man's going to marry a whore. And we know that Jesus come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things. God wants us to be pure, be in heart, and in our, he wants our even our thoughts to be clean. We have to even ask God to cleanse our thoughts, because we can even think unholy, and we don't want to think unholy. He said we can commit murder in our minds because we have an evil thought. And so we want to ask God to purge those things from us, purge those evil thoughts, evil attitudes, and evil actions from our life, because we want to be ready. We don't want to be like the five foolish virgins that they had their lamps, but they didn't have any oil. That's like having a wedding gown and don't have a groom. So you're ready, and I've known, and it's sad, and I know one lady that personally I know. She, I think, was left at the altar twice on her wedding day. And we don't want to be found left here on earth when the devil is loose here on earth. We don't want to be left here with the mark of the beast, and we got to take the mark of the beast to sell and to get food and buy. No, Jesus said today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. So he wants us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy. He wants us there where the feast of the Lord is going on. So we don't want to be waiting for the pretending to be ready, and we're not ready. And he says, when the prophet, he says in his word, the prophet said, oh, well, we prophesied in your name, and we cast out devils in your name, Jesus. And, you know, he said he's going to tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. He said, I knew you not. So let's not be left standing with our white garment, wedding gown on, and not have a bridegroom. Amen? So today is the day of salvation. We have to humble ourselves and pray, the Bible says, and turn from our wicked ways. He said, and see God's face. And then the Lord, he would hear from heaven. And he said he would heal our land. But we have to first come before him with a broken and a contrite spirit. And he's a forgiving God. But yes, we want to know that, we want to inform you that sin has consequences. And so he said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So we're going to choose life and not death. Amen? So we want to be mindful of how we live. We want to be mindful of what we are doing, what doctrines, that we're not practicing in doctrines of devils and seducing spirits and being like the Pharisees and the scribes and say, well, I pay my tithes and give my alms to the poor and I fast twice a week. But the Bible says you'll know the fruit by the tree, by the fruit it bears. So an apple is an apple, and a pear is a pear. And we can't, you know, change an apple into a pear or a pear into an apple. So we want our fruit to remain, but we want to have good fruit that we want our light to shine, that others might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father God, for the feast that we have had today. We know that, Father God, you have a spread, Father God, like none other. We can just come boldly, and we can eat, Father God, from your table, and we can just take what we need, Father God, to nourish us spiritually, and that can will provide for us, Father God, in every area of our life. And we say thank you. We ask that your grace and your mercy, Father God, will continue to be bestowed upon us, that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit and lead us and guide us, deliver us from, Father God, evil, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you cleanse us from all unrighteousness, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for listening. Until next week, we love you, and Jesus loves you too. God bless.
Praise the Lord for your nation.